Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Texas U.S. Congressman Joaquin Castro says the FBI should lead the investigation to the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. This following revelations that authorities waited over an hour to storm the school after the shooter barricaded himself inside and killed 19 fourth graders and two staff members. Castro's frustration was evident in an interview with NPR's Morning Edition.
For over 24 hours, law enforcement was saying that the shooter was confronted by law enforcement and shot at. And then today changed that story and said, in fact, the person went into the school uninterrupted. And so those are two very different versions of events. And the FBI needs to be an independent reviewer of the facts.
Meanwhile, relatives of Uvalde teacher Irma Garcia were already grieving her murder when Garcia's husband suffered a fatal heart attack. Joe Garcia died Thursday after dropping off flowers at his wife's memorial. A school district in the Texaco-Mexico border has shut down all campuses until after the Memorial Day weekend, after investigation of a credible threat led to four arrests. Texas Public Radio's Pablo De La Rosa has the story.
Four males, including two juveniles, were arrested for threats made against schools in Hidalgo County. They are charged with conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. Donna Independent School District Police Chief Donald Crist said during a press conference, quote, "We stopped an act of physical violence and harm on our students." He did not elaborate on what, if any, motive there might have been for an attack. The investigation began after authorities received an anonymous tip. It's part of a joint operation between the district, the city police, and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Donna is in deep South Texas near McAllen, almost 300 miles from Uvalde. I'm Pablo De La Rosa in McAllen.
The case of an Army reservist who participated in the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection last year is heading to a jury. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has that story.
No one disputes that on January 6th, Timothy Hale Cusinelli joined the first wave of rioters as they breached the Capitol building. Prosecutors allege that he intentionally went to the Capitol to obstruct the Electoral College count that day. They presented evidence that he talked about the need for a, quote, second civil war. On the witness stand, Hale Cusinelli said what he did was wrong, but he was not trying to disrupt Congress. He said he knew it sounded, quote, idiotic, but he claimed he did not know Congress was in the Capitol building. Prosecutors said that defied all common sense and the evidence. The jury will now decide whose argument is more credible. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.